After weeks of speculation, the federal government has today confirmed it won't be making climate change a priority during November's G20 summit in Brisbane. The issue dogged Prime Minister Tony Abbott on a recent overseas trip where he met world leaders, including US President Barack Obama, who supports a cap-and-trade scheme and wants the issue on the G20 agenda. But the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says it's not the right forum to discuss climate change. She's made the comments at Melbourne's C20 Forum, a grouping of civil society organisations which say the federal government is missing an opportunity to make climate change a top priority. Rachel Brown reports.
At a recent university appearance in Sydney, the federal foreign minister, Julie Bishop, was mobbed by protesters angry at the prospect of deregulated uni fees. This time, her entrance was uneventful. The small group of protesters were across the road getting coffee. They later tried to storm the event. One has been arrested after he ran at the foreign minister's car. At the Welcome to Country, Wurundjeri elder Auntie Diane Kerr says the forum is not the place for protests.
I felt very sad that there's protesters here today where we could have people here today celebrating.
Then Ms Bishop took the stage to outline why the G20 summit is not the place for climate change negotiations.
International meetings like the G20 cannot and should not try to cover all subjects and thus illuminate none. All G20 members agree that the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is the right forum with the right mandate for international climate change negotiations.
When it comes to climate change, it sounds like one of the few ideas that might make the agenda is that of phasing out fossil fuel subsidies.
The global cost of fossil fuel subsidies expanded to about $545 billion in 2012, despite efforts at reform. Eliminating subsidies such as these would reduce global greenhouse gas emissions by 10% or more by 2050. So I think there should be more of a focus at the G20 on this aspect.
Julie Bishop says the summit has to stick to a strong and focused economic agenda. But the World Wildlife Fund says climate change is an economic issue. Its CEO, Dermot O'Gorman, says he's happy the issue will get a look in terms of energy efficiency.
This is new. I mean, up until the last few weeks, the government has been very reluctant to talk about climate-related issues at the G20. They've signalled energy efficiency should be on the agenda the last week, and today the minister has signalled that fossil fuel subsidies is on the agenda. And I think it's now a chance for the Australian government to step up and realise that countries like the US, the Europeans and even the Chinese want climate change on the G20 agenda and to be able to take a leadership role.
Unlike what she said, you would argue that the forum is a right place to discuss climate change negotiations?
The forum is the right place to see how the G20 leaders can help tackle climate change. For example, they can discuss the financing roadmap for how we can do that, because between now and Paris 2015, which is the next sort of pivot on taking out global action on climate change, there are not that many opportunities for the G20 leaders to get together. So if they're not going to sit down in Brisbane at the end of the year, there's an enormous opportunity that is missed.
The Australian Conservation Foundation agrees. It's condemned the government's decision not to make climate change negotiations a top priority. Dougal Murray is its chief economist.
Climate change is one of those diabolical issues that affects all people in all countries. We need our leaders, we need leaders in Australia and in G20 nations to take this issue seriously. Other leaders are taking it incredibly seriously. Australia, by leaving this issue off the agenda, is not taking it as seriously as it should be. It's an economic issue that's going to cost our economy and it's going to cost our society heavily if we don't have credible policies in place and that credible level of leadership at the international level with people like President Obama and leaders from other G20 nations.
Opening the forum, the World Vision Chief Tim Costello urged global leaders to be courageous. The audience has watched a video of his interview with world-renowned economist Jeffrey Sachs, who says sustainable development needs to be at the centre of the G20's development agenda.
The G20 countries are so powerful economically that if they send a clear message at this meeting, we support strong sustainable development goals for the world, and we know that those goals will apply to us, not just to poor countries, but to us as well. this will be a very important message that will ensure the success of the SDG negotiations in 2015.
In his visit to Australia last month, the professor encouraged the country to move towards a low-carbon economy. And a Climate Council report this week has found Australia isn't taking advantage of its wealth of renewable energy options.
Rachel Brown reporting.